couple of days ago, Vercel announced the Workflow Development Kit. And this episode is not primarily about that kit, but that kit is important nonetheless, as you'll see. Now, maybe you already read about it on X or somewhere else. I mean, news travel pretty fast. But this Workflow Development Kit is interesting for one main reason, at least to a big group of people that's primarily interested in one key thing. And this is the use of this use workflow directive inside of a JavaScript function. Now, let's take a step back. If you know anything about React and specifically also about Next.js, you will have seen use server. You might have seen use cache, which is a relatively new feature that's added or that's been added to Next.js, but that's so new that we still have to learn it and fully understand it. You might know use strict, not from React, but actually from vanilla JavaScript, good old use strict, which we used a lot, I guess, like 7-8 years ago. We don't really see it nowadays anymore because it's implied automatically when using ES modules. And now we got use workflow and also use step, which are brand new directives you can add to JavaScript functions. Now, in some of the reactions, which have been quite polarized, because of course it's the internet, in some of these reactions, it sounded almost like these were new directives added to React. And one issue with that is, or one problem many people had with that or have with this, is that React is getting more and more bloated and complex and got a lot of React-specific syntax, which is not standard JavaScript and so on. And what's really important is this here, use workflow, use step is not React specific. It's just by Vercel for another product of Vercel, the Workflow Development Kit, which is a framework, a tool for creating automated workflows or workflows in general with help of JavaScript. It's not about React. But of course, it looks similar to other stuff we know from React. And of course, Vercel is the company behind Next.js. And of course, the last couple of years have been years where it felt like React was becoming Next.js and vice versa. Because of course, what's definitely true, in my opinion, is that React got more complex. I mean, if we go back 10 years, it's really hard to believe that it's 10 years already, but if you go back 10 years to the introduction of React, it of course was way simpler. It was a library that was introduced to simplify building complex JavaScript-driven user interfaces. And remember, we were in a world where we had to do a lot of stuff with jQuery, where vanilla JavaScript wasn't that great, where we had browser compatibility issues, where AngularJS was relatively new. So it was a totally different world in web development, and not just because we didn't have AI. That is where we're coming from. Back then, React was really nice because it gave us a simple, relatively easy to understand way of building more complex user interfaces. And the idea always was that UI is in the end just a function of state. So you put state in, you get UI, HTML code in the end, as an output. Now, of course, React changed over all these years. React got more and more features. I mean, like 7-8 years ago, we had to write class-based components if we were to use state, and functional components could only be used for components that were not using state. That changed with React Hooks. So React Hooks was a brand new feature. And whilst React Hooks made React simpler in that we only had one type of component, functional components, whilst it did do that, of course, all these hooks added new complexity on its own, and suddenly we had something, those hooks, which were pretty React specific. It was, I mean, it's just a JavaScript function, but there was some magic attached to those hooks. At least that's how I feel, and I guess a sentiment you can read all over the internet to some degree. So of course we had hooks, and then we had hooks like useEffect, which were required to solve certain problems, but which were and are also easy to use incorrectly or in places where you don't have to use them. I mean, there is a reason why there is an entire article called "You Might Not Need an Effect," which gives you lots of examples of places where you might be using use effect, where you don't need it, and where you can learn how to replace it, which is great. But of course, that's a lot of complexity that was added. And then we had React Server Components, which in theory sound pretty nice, at least in my opinion, because we're talking about React components that can now be rendered on the server, that can even be rendered on the server on demand as something changes on the client, so where we can then fetch components that are rendered on the fly from the server as we need them. And it gives us a nicer full stack React story. It allows us to do stuff like reaching out to a database inside of a React component. So lots of exciting stuff there. The problem just is that React Server Components don't work in just a vanilla React app as you might have created it in the past with Create React App, or as you might create it today with Vite. You always need some special setup. You need a build environment, a build tooling setup that is capable of producing those server components and of serving them. And that is non-trivial, which is why for many years we had essentially only Next.js as a solution for React server components, or as a framework where you could use server components. Now that changed to some degree, like the latest version of React Router, which is essentially the Remix framework now, that also supports React Server Components. They also are supported by some other frameworks, but it was just Next.js for many years. And to this date, it can feel like Next.js is the driving force behind changes in React. And yeah, React has gotten more features which are sometimes hard to use, or where it's not always clear when to use them over the years. So it can feel more complex. And of course, React also got directives like use server, not for server components, but for server actions, or server functions as they're called in the official React docs, where you add use server to a function to turn that function into a server function, which only gets executed on the server, not on the client side, even though it might be, or it is inside of a React component function. So again, some magic going on here. Just because of this directive, this code executes somewhere else, and you again need a more complex project setup because of that, and so on. And then, as I mentioned before, Next.js added use cache. Important, it's Next.js, not React, but as I mentioned, it can feel like the same thing sometimes. And that is another directive you suddenly add to certain files, not functions, to change how that file or the functions, the components in there are cached and served in your Next.js application. And that is, in the end, how React changed. And that's the context that I guess led to some angry reactions to use workflow and use step. I think we're really, or some people are really, like, attacking the wrong people here. Use workflow, use step. You don't have to use the workflow development kit if you don't want to. I personally don't have a use case where I would need it right now, so you can totally ignore it. But I think we got all that anger, all those reactions, because it again felt like React became even more complex, or there were more Next.js specific React features added, which was totally not the case here, but which is, I guess, a problem, you could call it, with React, at least to some people. Now, I would say it's not really a big problem, because whilst React has become more complex, the truth, in my opinion, is that for many applications, you don't need to use all the available features. You can, of course, sometimes use effect in situations where it might not be best to use it. The question just is if it's always a big problem if you use it nonetheless. Obviously, if you create an infinite loop, it's a problem. If your site gets super slow, it's a problem. But in many cases, you'll be using use effect in situations where you shouldn't, but nothing bad happens. And well, I guess that's not a huge problem then. Now, I will say that I would be quite happy if React would stop becoming more and more complex over time. But the truth also is, all those people that are now saying that they're migrating to other frameworks, those frameworks were always there, and it's great that they are, and I like them all. But let's face it, now with AI generating lots of code, especially in prototypes or mockups and so on, and AI being used everywhere, and AI primarily being trained on, or not primarily, but AI seeing or having seen a lot of React code during its training, React is not going anywhere. React is here to stay, and we got a huge ecosystem with ShadCN and all that fun stuff. And for all these reasons, you might wish for simpler alternatives, and they do exist and you can use them, but React is not going to go anywhere. The funny thing just is, with all the new features and complexity added to React, AI also doesn't know about that. So the code AI generates for you actually tends to be easier than it might be if it were perfect in today's React world, because the code AI gives you does include a lot of unnecessary use effects and so on. But that's a totally different story, I guess. Anyways, these are just my 2 cents on all the drama around use workflow and use step and what I think about React and its complexity. And as always, definitely let me know what you think and what your take on this drama and React's complexity is.